hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this Monday, the 12th of March, 2007, from directly from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. I have been off for about a week now. I don't know where I've been for a week, because this norovirus that's going around the country is absolutely devastating. It is a virus, ladies and gentlemen. It is a virus, and it's not bacterial, and it is absolutely incredible. Take your pick of symptoms. It might show up as a chest cold or a head cold. It might show up as flu symptoms, diarrhea, stomach upset. You name it, but here's the bottom line. There's a term that's used in broadcasting. When something doesn't really sound good on the air, they use the term, sounds like hammered crap. Well, that's what people feel like when they get this norovirus. I mean, you just absolutely feel like death warmed over. And it's putting people in hospitals. I mean, this isn't your normal cycling type of communicable disease that's out there. No, it's a lot worse than that. Get into that. Also, since I've been gone for a week here, we'll get into the court's finally ruling in favor of what the Second Amendment really means, the right of the individuals to keep and bear arms, not the collective of the state-sponsored militia or the funded National Guard that was usurped from state control and taken over by the Fed back in the 70s. No, this issue is on the very narrow, it seems that everybody else understands this, except when you get judges and lawyers involved, and especially lawyers that have clients with big bank accounts that like to sue gun manufacturers, and you have little corporations, that's right, your city is a corporation, and your little corporate board decides in your little corporate state, decides that, well, we can do away with the Constitution because, after all, we are a corporation. We have our corporate board, our county commissioners or our city commissioners or whatever you want to call them, and they can just make policy contrary to the Constitution of the Fed or the state. That's what they're very good at doing. We'll get into that. Great article by D.V. Kidd. She was just down here recently in Texas. Couldn't have noted by me. I've been home sick in bed. Folks, I did nothing but sleep for 5 days. And I'll tell you what, I'm not done with this. Robbie Noel, talk show host in his own right on this network, with the flip side that follows this show, he's had this stuff for a month. Now, generally speaking, people that... I don't hear any bumper music, my friend. We need that bumper music. Do we have bumper music? There it is. All right. Talk more about this. The event in D.C. about the right to keep and bear arms. Well, and we all heard about the condition of the Veterans Administration and the Reed Hospital. We'll be right back.
You got headaches?
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Also, honeybee die-off and Morgellons. We had talked a little bit about Morgellons before, but there's another thing happening with a honeybee. They're under attack again. And this is about the time of year that people start paying attention to these sorts of things. Maybe you folks not up north or in the northeast or wherever, the weather is still cold. It's 75 degrees down here in central Texas, and the trees are in full bloom along with bushes and the weeds and the flowers and everything are coming up. Well, except we don't have too many honeybees. We've got an assorted number of wasps down here. Some of these things, I swear to God, folks, you look at them. I mean, they're terrifying just to look at. There's one wasp down here. I don't know the correct name for it, but the thing is red, okay, which kind of lets you know, red flag goes up. Here's a big red wasp. And these things, you know, it's not like a little honeybee, folks. They don't sting you once and just quietly die off. No, these things can continually inject their venom in you and make you hurt a little bit. Get into that also. Frosty Woolridge, which is on this network, ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m., did an outstanding article on T for Two or 20 Million. And that is on the illegal alien question here. I was reading the Houston Chronicle today, and they were crying about the fact that, these poor people, you know, that this recent bust that... That the Homeland Security did. Well, the poor children. You know, what about these innocent victims? Well, yeah, what about the innocent victims? What about the 35 to 40 million illegals in this country? Yeah, there's going to be associated problems such as disease, death, drug rings, you name it. I was reading the it's not even really a newspaper, folks. It's something that Round Rock puts out. It's one of the little local newspapers. And well, they've been having seminars, giving them to high schools about the Crips and the Bloods and the other gangs, and mostly by illegals. Okay, this is what they do. They form into gangs for self-protection and all those other things. And well, it's becoming a little bit faddish now. You know, we're a country, ladies and gentlemen. The latest pop culture is coming out of the gangster rap deal. I call it the rap crap, where you take society and level it to its lowest common denominator, and it becomes hip and cool, and it's the new craze. Well, you know, when it gets to a point where the Round Rock Police Department has to start giving classes on how to recognize gang activity and graffiti and how to recognize the danger signs and the this and the that and how to keep your kids out of gangs, I've got a suggestion. Let's just get rid of all the damned illegals. And that may have a major impact on the gang-related activity. You don't want to talk to anybody in L.A. about gangs because I think everybody in L.A. belongs to a gang. At any rate, this disease that's running around, folks, this wonderful disease, it is a novovirus that's spelled norovirus. It's N-O-R-O virus. Fed scientists, according to Boston.com, their online version, federal scientists have discovered that a new strain of the norovirus is responsible for the wave of intense gastrointestinal infections that have overwhelmed hospitals, nursing homes, and college dormitories across New England and the nation this winter. Forget this winter. How about this spring? The finding, they're saying here, the finding provides an important clue to the severity and the breadth of this season's outbreak, which has also alarmed disease specialists because so many adults and children have become so sick. And when I'm talking sick, folks, I'm talking you really don't know if you're going to take your next breath and expire. That's how sick is. According to this article, knowing that few people had previously been exposed to the strain, researchers assume virtually everyone is vulnerable to the germ, which can prove especially dangerous to the frail and elderly. And to 53-year-old talk show host, I might add. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention expects to officially report its findings on the new form of the virus in the coming weeks. You know, this has been going on all winter, but our wonderful people down there at the Centers for Disease Control are going to come up with a report probably after the disease disappears. Genetic fingerprinting shows that the virus infecting patients is distinct and aggressive. When the CDC tested school specimens from October through December, 60% of those patients were positive for the new form of norovirus. When we get these emergent strains of the virus, it's very hard to know where or why they sprang up. They seem to come like daffodils in the spring. This is according to Dr. Mark Elaine Whittleson, a top norovirus researcher at the CDC in Atlanta. Disease trackers first detected evidence in January 2006 that a novel type of norovirus might be circulating when passengers aboard the Minerva II, remember that story, the cruise ship, fell ill with a particular virulent gastrointestinal bug. By last fall, researchers, sophisticated genetic testing on stool samples, had begun to better distinguish the new strain from previously identified versions. The federal researchers have christened the new strain G11.4 Minerva. Identifying the new strain could prove useful as researchers investigate drugs to treat the viral infection and potentially vaccines to prevent contagion. I doubt that. We got the CDC going to report on it for 2 weeks, and this has been raging for more than 6 months. And as we know with the Centers for Disease Control or anybody else, anytime that they want to pop a new vaccine on the market, it's generally for the strain of the virus that has already passed or not going to be that prevalent. The There isn't any doubt that the public health communicable diseases community has been abuzz about norovirus over the past 6 months, according to Dr. Bill Schaffner, an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University. In some jurisdictions, there have been so many outbreaks they can barely tote them up, let alone investigate them. And it's much more substantial infection this year, so knowing its identity is important for several reasons. Now, the Northeast and California have been particularly hard hit. Anybody paid attention to Texas? Everybody I know has gotten this stuff. Norovirus outbreaks are nothing new aboard cruise ships or in schools. In fact, the virus acquired its name from Norwalk, Ohio, just a few miles from where I used to live, where a virulent virus infected an elementary school back in 1968. But outbreaks in U.S. hospitals and nursing homes had been uncommon until this year, that is. In Massachusetts, patients and staff had fallen ill at the VA Boston Healthcare System, McLean Hospital, and most recently, the Hebrew Rehabilitation Center in Rosendale, where 225 residents and 119 staff members became sick over the last 2 weeks. Well, I'm going to be hitting my cough button a lot today, so excuse the little interruptions. But the story continues that, you know, folks, this is bad stuff. Now, the size of the outbreaks and their severity suggested that an especially nasty bug had arrived. In the past, norovirus infections routinely passed after a day and the fever was rare. This year, specialists said some patients were sick for 3 or 4 days and developed fevers. Well, I've had this stuff for a week, and it's not gone yet. And many people I've spoken to, ladies and gentlemen, this is malingering. I mean, it hangs around. You'll feel okay and a little bit better. You know what it's like to get a cold or a flu. A cold, a head cold, or a chest cold, whatever, you can tell when it's starting to break up. You know, your sinuses start to clear a little bit, your lungs are cleaning out the congestion, and your snot locker, you're blowing it, and you can tell when it starts to solidify a little bit, and then you know you're getting better. With a flu, well, you don't have to. I don't have to explain to people how they can tell they're getting over the flu. You just start to feel better. Well, this norovirus, this is a little bit different. Because you'll feel okay, just okay, you know, next to one step in the grave feeling, you know, anything above and beyond that, hey, you're feeling better. Well, the trick of this is you feel better one day, and then boom, it'll be right back on you, and it's not going anywhere. Now, the discovery of the new strain, though, only partially answers the question of why norovirus has proved so threatening this winter. When you get a new strain sweeping through, there are questions about this, about the success of the strain, said Emory University infectious disease specialist Christine Moe, whose research group spends much of its time studying norovirus. And it could be due to a number of reasons. They're saying there could be something about the emergent strain, for example, that makes it hardier, allowing it to survive longer on elevator buttons, telephone receivers, or salad bar counters. The strain may also be more resistant to cleaning agents. It may also survive longer in its victims, meaning that even after patients recover, the virus would be present in their stools and they could infect others through poor personal hygiene. Specialists also, only if you're in Army Reed Hospital, a little joke there, not very funny. Specialists also hypothesized that the new strain may have the capacity to attach itself at more points to a human cell, making it more dangerous to more people. Now, determining the reasons for the virulence of the current strain is a pivotal but not easy, although scientists identified the first strain of norovirus more than 3 decades ago, they have not succeeded in routinely growing it in laboratories. Now, that makes the virus more difficult to study and, by extension, makes development of antiviral drugs and vaccines more daunting. And, I mean, folks, I don't have to tell you, chances are you've probably gotten this. And if you don't have it by now, check your watch. You may be infected as we speak. Not a whole lot of fun. The usual remedies on this stuff, colloidal silver, I mean, I've taken so much oregano. Now, I won't tell you that story on air. But let me just say that it was pervasive. I smelled like oregano, for gosh sakes. And most of the usual remedies out there, little or no effect whatsoever. We'll take the break here. Come right back. 800-313-9443.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
On tomorrow's program, Bob Chapman, he is a regularly scheduled guest on Tuesdays. And on Wednesday, I've got a gentleman coming on that the secret world of economic hitmen and the web of global corruption. I'll have Stephen Hyatt with me Wednesday. And you may be familiar with John Perkins' work, author of The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Well, Booth Media Group handled that, so we'll have Stephen Hyatt on with us Wednesday. Let's go to the phones here, 800-313-9443, Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, John, I think right now everybody needs to focus in on upcoming elections, and we all understand what's going on in the movement right now, but obviously, the mainstream media doesn't, and they don't understand our weight, what we hold right now, alternate media. They haven't been able to put us down at this point in time. You understand what I'm saying?
Not yet.
We need to focus. I think Ron Paul is our man. How do you feel about Ron Paul? Who would you stand behind right now at this point in time and get behind and put forth for us as a spokesman?
Is Ron Paul a good man?
He is about the only guy out there. There are several that are running that you can pick and choose, cut and paste. They've done some good things.
Ultimately, Ron Paul is the man.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is we need to start focusing in on this now, because I've done Google searches for straw polls and everything. He's not even listed.
You know,
1 in 20, not listed. All right, so.
Well, I've been out of the loop here. He was supposed to make an announcement, an official announcement. He made the announcement?
He did, and I tried to get that on Google. I think it was earlier, actually, this morning.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, again, it's just they put it away.
It's a non-event.
Exactly. And what we need to do, we all know the sorrows that we live in right now, and we need to all focus in on who we are going to put forth as our spokesperson. And, you know, we can go back to whatever's going on, but Ron Paul needs to be put forth right now. Everybody needs to get behind that and needs to support, because right now, if there is no support early on, like right now, as we can see, I mean, they got new Gingrich up there in polls. It's like, please give me a break.
I know, and the 70-year-old John McCain, you know.
Right.
I mean,
so yeah. Let's not all sit here and talk about this, that, and everything. Early on, this is going to be very important to our movement, because, you know, we can sit here and P&M, you know what I'm saying? But we need to get our man up front, and everybody needs to focus on doing that right now, because it's so crucial right now. Because early on, if you don't do it, then they fall by the wayside. And he's already discounted to begin with, so it's, you know, extra important to get behind. And let's start focusing in on that. Otherwise, what do we got? John,
yeah.
Are you going to run for president? Are we going to put you on the ballot, write you in? I mean, you know what I mean?
No, they'll never elect a wife beater president in this country.
Right. You know, I know Alex will not vote for you, but I'm just saying, I mean, we need to focus now, because I think we're in critical time right now.
No, I understand. You made the point, and what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to think of a way to cognitively do this, because we can't make every program of every single day, you know, for a political campaign for Ron Paul.
No, I understand that, but, I mean, it is like almost the crux of everything that, you know, the whole alternative movement is based upon. I mean, Ross Perot did it with money how many years ago?
1991, 1992.
Right.
He bought his way into it.
There was no internet. There was no, the information that everybody has now. He did it with money, and, you know, he had his ears hanging out and go, yeah. But he talked truth. He said, you know, free trade will kill this country, and, you know, I mean, he was proven right on a lot of points.
And right? And I knew for a fact, because I had a friend up in Michigan that actually had talked to Ross Perot about money. And this guy was basically an authority on U.S. money, you know, who had printed it and what banking establishment backed it and the whole nine yards up until the conversion of the private system for the 19.
What did they do to him? They tore him down.
Well, they basically, at first, I didn't buy it. He came out and said he was dropping out because of threats to his family. And I do not doubt that. I do not doubt that.
No, I don't doubt that either, but I think there was a lot more to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Than what happened. But, I mean, that was like the beginning of alternative left right. I mean, do you listen to what's going on in radio between left right today?
I know.
I mean, what are the issues?
There are no issues, because it's the usual political pablum. They cannot talk about anything constructive and reversing what has happened to the United States, because, quite frankly, they would get killed if they talked about it.
There are no issues. I mean, there's no substance. And we're, what, what are we, 12 months?
Yep. A little over 12 months. A little over 12 months. Hey,
right.
Thanks for your call, Mike. Right. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, maybe the talk I had with Ron Paul a couple of years ago had an effect. I would like to think that it was a little bit of input, and there's been many that have been talking to him.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
From the Texas Toll Party, TexasTollParty.com, they say they're like the Boston Tea Party. Urgent, great news, great momentum, they're saying. Important news, we have more than two-thirds of the Texas Senate signed on to the two-year moratorium bill on the Trans-Texas Corridor and the CDAs. CDAs are what TxDOT, the Texas Department of Transportation, uses to keep toll deals a secret. If they're saying if we can get more than two-thirds of the state representatives, Governor Perry can't veto the bill. And they're saying find out more from your state representative and each of your friends and family throughout Texas. Make a list. Check this up-to-the-minute list of those who have signed on and those who have not. Click the name or write down the capital phone number of that representative. And you can find that on CorridorWatch.org. If you're serious about stopping the foreign theft of Texas roads and Texas land, we need you and all your friends and family throughout Texas to pick up the phone and call your state reps. If they have not signed up for the two-year moratorium, demand that they sign the two-year moratorium on the TTC and the CDAs. The bill number is HB 2772. Together we can, people for efficient transportation, and that is from Sal Costello. So there's an update on the moratorium
This would be a good deal. Slow this thing down, put it on hiatus. You know, it's really amazing down here in Texas, folks, how much toll road work and other construction isn't done because, well, the Mexicans, quite frankly, go back to Mexico for a few months, and basically construction comes to a grinding halt. At any rate, back to the phones here, Vandy in Illinois. Hello, Vandy.
Hey, John, great show, and welcome back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I feel like I've come back from death.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. Dr. Paul did announce this morning on C-SPAN.
He did.
Yes, and I don't know what side. Well, I got a good idea what side C-SPAN is on by putting him on that show. They gave him the whole floor, and he literally didn't have anyone that disagreed with him. And that the audience for C-SPAN is across the board, liberals, Democrats,
right,
conservatives. And I'm hoping maybe by them doing that, they might have just gave him a little bit of a leg up.
Well, and it's been suppressed. I was looking at newspapers, front page of newspapers today, and of course we had the Hillary Clintons and the Obamas and the John McCains and this, that, and the other. But there was no Ron Paul in that mix. And I do believe that once people hear what Ron Paul has to say on many different issues, whether it's economics, on money, on our affiliation with the United Nations, whether it's the stupid war in Iraq, Afghanistan, whatever the case may be, once people hear for once somebody that isn't kowtowed, that is talking common sense on real issues, I think he's going to garner a lot of support. Whether he's going to win in 2008 is another matter, but I can tell you this much, it's going to be an education for a lot of people.
Yep, and you have a good day, John.
All right, well, I thank you for your call, Vandy. Yeah, I mean, that's the worst-case scenario, folks. Worst-case scenario in the political world out there, that he does not get elected president, okay? But this guy, being the guy that he is, I mean, it's going to be an educational process for a lot of people. You know, as the caller previously said, you know, what issues? You know, they're not talking about anything real or substantive. Well, the reason is because the mess that they've made over the years through the presidency, through executive orders, through a Congress that wouldn't know a constitution from a roll of toilet paper, they can't address the core issues of what's going on in America today. They can't touch them. So they'll go into the usual diatribe of, you know, Medicare and Social Security and other benign little subjects, but they won't go to the heart of it. They will not hold up the Constitution. I mean, you want to have real debate, political debate in this country? Well, let's just have the premise here, the foundation, the bedrock. Let's use the Constitution. And I guarantee you there'd be many, many lively support. There'd be many diverse conversations and arguments and knockdown and dragouts. Well, and that's the way it should be, because when you have intense debate over issues, it's not a slam dunk, and you don't have a reticent Congress sitting by just rubber stamping everything. Well, gridlock is not a bad thing, folks. Really, it's not. Look at the damage that they have done to this country in these years, and pick your poison. Pick your topic. You know, I think Ron Paul is going to make for a very, very interesting 2008 presidential run. Just as the little tiny Texan down here. Hear that giant sucking sound? That's your job's going to Mexico. That's right. The little floppy-eared guy bought his way into it. But it was the most interesting presidential run. There you had the incumbent, Daddy George, Mr. Bush himself, and you had Bill Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton was slick. Mr. Bush didn't look incumbent at all. He looked like a bumbling old fool. But Ross Perot got in there and really stirred it up. Now, how about a Ross Perot on steroids? How about a Ross Perot style of guy? Ron Paul really doesn't have his style. He's a down-to-earth thinking individual. But throw Ron Paul in there with the basis of the Constitution, and I guarantee you the sparks are going to fly. There's a lot of people who are scared to death of this, and the media. You know, you won't see Ron Paul's name plastered on any front page of any major newspapers around this country. But once people, and I do believe what this is going to turn into, is a grassroots kind of a deal. Once more and more people hear what Ron Paul has to say, I think this is going to be a grassroots type of thing. So if Ron Paul is to be president in 2008, it's going to come from the stupid out there yet to be informed. But once they hear an honest politician, can you call Ron Paul an honest politician? I guess you can. But once you start hearing a man talking about the Constitution, what politico out there is referencing the Constitution in any shape, fashion, or form? You know, the ex-crackhead, what's his name, Obama? The cast-iron bitch, Hillary Clinton? No. John McCain? He can't make up his mind which side of the communist aisle he's on. I mean, take a look. Take a look. I mean, Newt Gingrich, for gosh sakes? You know, I mean, here's the guy that engineered the contract with America. Hey, Newt, I got news for you. There was a contract with America. It was called the Constitution. We'll continue to take calls throughout the remainder of this broadcast at 800-313-9443. Parker versus D.C., a magnificent victory. Well, what's the next move? D.V. Kidd did an article a couple of days ago, actually today, the 12th, and she starts out her article by saying, "I ask, sir, what is a militia? It is the whole of the people." Now, except for a few public officials, that was George Mason in the debates in Virginia Convention on ratification of the Constitution. And that happened to be June 16th of 1788. On March 9th, 2007, a decision came down in the United States Court of Appeals that flashed across all cable networks as breaking news, and indeed it was. My first reaction, even though details were limited, was this must be my friend Dane von Brickenrickards, I think that's his Rickards case. Dane is president of the Bill of Rights Foundation in Washington, D.C., and is part of the group of appellate attorneys that I knew were involved in an important Second Amendment case. As the details emerged throughout the day, I was ecstatic to see that it was Dane and a group of dedicated Americans who stuck with it and won a huge victory for we the people. I'm so happy for Dane, all of his colleagues and support staff who worked so hard for so long. We conclude that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to keep and bear arms. So said the court, and this is a major victory that no doubt caused immediate anger from those who have zero understanding of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the founding of this republic, and what the Second Amendment actually means. That would be comrades Hillary Clinton, Charlie the Possum Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Teddy Kennedy, who, by the way, uses his car to kill, Handgun Control Inc., the Brady Campaign to prevent gun violence. Make no mistake, these hucksters and their minions will not give up. We'll take it one step at a time, and the first is necessarily, given the political realities, very modest. We'll have to start working again to strengthen the law, and then again to strengthen the next law, and again and again. Our ultimate goal, total control of handguns, is going to take time. The first problem is to slow down production and sales. Next is to get registration. The final problem is to make possession of all handguns and ammunition, with few exceptions, totally illegal. Well, who was that? That was Pete Shields, founder of Handgun Control, Inc., New Yorker magazine, June 26, 1976. Ironically, on the second anniversary, 100-year anniversary of this country. I spoke with Dane via telephone on March 10th of this year about the decision and what comes next. Dane's response was that it could probably go to the U.S. Supreme Court if that takes the constitutional position, the decision will stand. Of course, if this happens, it won't stop gun grabbers and fools in Washington, D.C., who think guns are the problem. With the strictest gun control laws in the country, Washington, D.C. is drowning in crime and killings 24/7. I've been there many, many times, and I don't care how expensive your hotel room or the location. Half the night, you're kept awake by sirens from police, cars cleaning up the carnage with innocent Americans dying because they didn't have the right to defend themselves or their family against the criminals who now have the guns. One can see how well gun control has worked in Washington, D.C. The full decision of the court can be read, and I encourage you to read it. The next move, and one of my top priorities,
which regular readers know I hammer on repeatedly, is reconstituting the state militias under the control of the state legislatures. I'll let that go for the time being. Our very survival depends on it, and if anyone thinks that's hyperbole, underestimates the current situation in this country. I'm not going to repeat my past columns on the issue. They're cited. I have asked Americans, especially gun owners, to read the scholarly writings of Dr. Edwin Vieira on the Second Amendment. Let me stop here. I've had Ed Vieira on the air, and my problem was with going to the state's legislatures about the militias. You know, there's two types of militias, unorganized and organized. Well, we saw what happened with the organized militia. Now, I don't see the state legislatures giving their blessing to unorganized militia. Who are the unorganized militia, folks? That's the private handgun owners and rifle owners and arm owners here in the United States. And what is it for? Well, I'll tell you what it's for. It's for the overthrow of the government against its people with its form of government. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to play you a clip. I've got a break coming up here in a couple of minutes. You're familiar with the Penn & Teller show. They call it Bull Capital S with a Hit. Well, they did a program, and I was a little skeptical at first here on what Penn & Teller was going to do on the Second Amendment and gun ownership. Well, we boiled it all down. They gave both sides of the arguments about how guns, they kill people and they should be eradicated from society. All the handgun grabbers' creed, or screed, if you will, that you've heard repeatedly. But what was really shocking was a couple of magicians and their synopsis of the situation. So we'll play that for you. But meanwhile, back to D.V. Kidd's article here. The writings of Dr. Edwin Vieira on the Second Amendment and the state's militias so that they can learn, as I have, the true nature and the meaning of this most important amendment. I feel so strongly about it, I put some of the most important writings on an issue on a CD that people can acquire for $2. Well, I'll have to get a copy of it. If time is an issue, as it is with most Americans, you can listen to it while you drive. The efforts have been very successful and educated thousands. Edwin Vieira's new book has been released, Constitutional Homeland Security, Volume 1, The Nation in Arms. I had the opportunity to read the final manuscript before it went to print, a magnificent piece of writing. Here is Edwin's opening comment from his book. A single individual should not have to undertake this task. It should have been completed decades ago by Congress and the state's legislatures. It should have been proposed within the last few years by the President, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and leading state governors. It should be an issue in every contemporary candidate's campaign for high office throughout this country, but instead, it's been left to me. Whether I can complete it, however, does not depend on me alone, and thanks to be the providence for that, because no single individual could do all of that needs to be done. Rather, the success of this endeavor depends upon the readers of this book. Theirs is the responsibility because the defense of their country today against the gravest threats that have ever been confronted her depends upon the revitalization of the militias of the several states, and they constitute the militia. I have no doubt that enough of my fellow Americans are equal to the task. History will be on record whether or not they are willing to take it on. I'm here, and I'm urging everyone to do their part. Those in the state of denial or blinded by party loyalty must open their eyes to the painful truth, the mission of the Bush and his predecessors to erect a police state in this country that would rival those of Stalin, Lenin, and other world dictators in order to bring Americans under the iron fist of a one-world government. Time is of the essence, and to the whiners out there who send me their excuses about what can and can't be done, buck up and get serious because your backside will depend on this effort succeeding. We only need one state to get this done, and then watch history made. Besides Edwards' warning on like will happen with monetary and financial crisis in this country, Americans must understand we are in danger every day because Bush and his corrupt Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, which, by the way, Charles the Possum Schumer is asking
Alberto Gonzalez to step down as its attorney general. Yeah. Yeah, like that's going to happen. When Charlie Schumer speaks like that, you can almost guarantee it ain't going to happen. Now, they know exactly who's running these radical Islamic terror cells in this country and who are allowing them to operate. This can be proven clear back to the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993. Pat Briley's detailed research on the issue of terror cells, the OKC bombing, and the cover-up are critically important and should serve as a warning. His columns are archived. As I've conveyed in a past column, Patrick has compiled a great deal of this information in a short book available for free on the Internet. We've parked it in my main site, and every law enforcement officer in this country must read this fully documented information and begin demanding answers from Bush, Gonzalez, their state governor, and congressional representatives. The militia is the natural defense of a free country against sudden foreign invasions, domestic insurrections, and domestic usurpation of power by rulers. The right of the citizens to keep and bear arms has justly been considered as a palladium of the liberties of the Republic, since it offers a strong moral check against the usurpation and arbitrary power of rulers and will generally enable the people to resist and triumph over them. I'll come back with that clip from Penn and Teller right after this. It's going to surprise you.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
going to play this clip from Penn and Teller on guns.
So let's make this clear. We're not saying you'll be safer if you have a gun or that you might not get robbed. We're saying something much heavier. We're saying we need the government to be afraid of its citizens. We want our rulers to think carefully about what they try to take from us. And we need to remember they can only take from us what we give them. You see, maybe Mr. Smug can call the police against a gangbanger, but who does he call against the police? We are discussing on a public TV show the idea of the violent overthrow of the country. And it's covered under free speech. How cool is that? But we can't trust the government to always be okay with that. We have to trust, well, the Americans all around us.
Believe it or not, Penn and Teller. And I've seen them take on issues and just absolutely, totally misinterpret and butcher and, I would say, deliberately sidetrack people, but not in this particular case. That was, I don't know exactly when that aired. It was a recent program. I think it was about 3 weeks ago, and it's generally carried only on cable or satellite services. But to hear Penn and Teller go into something like that, maybe there is hope. All these, and the only people that really get the press out there, ladies and gentlemen, are the anti-gunners themselves. I mean, constantly you'll get barraged by stories of people using weapons to commit crimes. Well, you know, these are criminals. I mean, flat out, they're criminals. And the idea is to, in order to get guns out of society, well, then you just ban everybody from having them. Well, that's what a criminal is. A criminal is somebody that continually breaks the law. That's why they call them criminals. So it makes absolutely no sense. I mean, England bought into it. Australia bought into it. Many other countries have bought into this idea that in order to make your society safer, well, you have to rid the people of the ownership of firearms. You know, I mean, talk to women doctors. Women doctors are some of the worst, and nurses in hospitals, because what they deal with is a direct carnage of afflictions upon other people in various ways. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a gun or a rifle or a shotgun. I mean, it could be a Louisville slugger, your wife's collection of cutlery in the kitchen. It doesn't matter. If somebody is hell-bent on doing damage to another human being, they'll use whatever is at hand. But the idea that these gun grabbers latched onto was, oh, that it's guns that's the problem. Well, folks, I don't think that that is the case. The problem is people that commit crimes with guns. They are criminals, and they will always be criminals. But, of course, the people out there, the Handgun Control Inc. people, and, you know, all the, oh, it's for the children. Yeah, everything is for the children. If you're worried about your child abusing a weapon, teach them what that weapon does. And I've said this before. You got kids, load up the 12-gauge, throw a pumpkin or a watermelon on a back fence post, go out there, pull the trigger, and then tell them this can happen to your head if you play with guns and you don't know what you're doing. I mean, do we see massive restrictions on swimming pools around the country because kids don't know how to swim? No, there's penalties if you allow your pool access to the public out there without supervision. Yeah, those are civil cases, but you're not going to certainly tell the kids, oh, we got to do away with swimming pools because there's a danger you might drown. Hour two coming up right after this.